get prepared for Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Derek Jeter is not coming to New York for the series.
Oh, my heart's broken.
He's staying in Miami.
Well, yeah, you know. You can't go to the team that you set up. It'd look too obvious.
Hey, okay, let's take a look at the weekend of sports. Where do you want to start? The Mets are still winning.
I want to start the NBA.
NBA? What? What?
The biggest faker, phony in the history of the NBA just showed his true colors again yesterday. LeBron, baby Huey James, left the court before the game was over because his team got dismantled by the Pacers yesterday at home. Poor baby LeBron.
He left the court?
What a punk.
Well, did you stop playing?
No, they took him out of the game, so he went in the locker room before the game was over.
Gosh.
Yeah, I've seen Michael Jordan do that a lot.
No, I don't think
the next person that mentions him in the same breath as Michael Jordan, I'm going to throw a cup of cold water on him.
Or squirt him with lemonade in the eyes.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
They got smoked yesterday. And the only reason why I saw it was because somebody thought that you could bet sports at the racetrack yesterday and switched my Keeneland to the basketball game, which was not a pleasant sight.
All right.
But we quickly had Keeneland put back on the TV set.
All right. So now where else do you want to go in sports?
Now we can go to baseball. Bartolo Colon, perfect for 7 last night against the Astros. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. 44 years old, he had a perfect game going for 7 innings. The Astros came back to tie the game at 1-1, but then eventually lost it. This guy's 44 years old, and he's still getting results in Major League Baseball.
And
it's
by the,
unbelievable.
And now he is tested for steroids, folks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If he's taking them, everybody should take what he's taking.
Yeah. That's everybody in real life. That's right.
Yeah. Because 44 years old, and he's still pitching in the major leagues. Either he's Superman or the major leagues is very, very overrated.
All right. Now, I know you're going to bring this up, but I want to bring this up that the NASCAR race was postponed till today.
Oh, really? Where are they racing at? Greenville, South Carolina? Or where are they racing?
Where are they racing? Well, I don't know where they were racing, but I can tell you what the name of the race was. I mean, the name of the race was the Food City 500.
Food City 500.
That's right.
There you go. That's right up there with the Piggly Wiggly, isn't it?
I think so.
But
it sounds better than Piggly Wiggly.
The Food City 500. The Food City 500. Okay.
All right. Where else do you want to go?
Back to sports. The Penguins won again yesterday, beating the Flyers 5-1 in Philly. So they're up 2-1. Minnesota won one game yesterday, so they got back into the series at 2-1. And the Washington Capitals just continued to amaze. Dropped another one in overtime yesterday. Down 2-0. Lost 2 games at home. Stick a fork in them. They're done. The Capitals blow it again. I've never seen anything like it in my life, where a team can go through the regular season and look so good, and then they just mention that one bad word, playoffs, and they completely fall apart. So the Capitals are going home again, and Vegas is up 3-0 against the Kings. So they're for real. Almost all these series are lopsided. The Bruins are beating up on Toronto. Tampa Bay's club in New Jersey, Nashville's beating Colorado, and the Sharks are beating Anaheim. So the first rounds are going exactly the way they thought they would, because when Washington can't win a series, you don't expect them to do it now. Columbus is beating them up. So hockey is moving through as quick as they can.
And the Flyers are dead, too.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah.
But in baseball, the Red Sox keep rolling. Won 4 in a row, 9 out of their last 10. They're 13-2. The Angels are surprised. They won 7 in a row now, and they're 13-3. The Astros are behind them by 3 games. I mean, nobody expected the Angels to play this way. And I guess you can say nobody expected anything going on in the National League. Mets are 12-2, the Pirates 11-4, and the Diamondbacks 11-4. So right now, new blood, and it's good. I mean, I'm glad the Pirates are playing well. I said in the beginning of the year that they had a good team. If they get any pitching, they'll be good, and they're pretty good. They have 87 runs scored. I said they had bats. They have the most runs scored in the National League, so I'm not surprised by the Pirates, but I'm surprised by the Mets and the Diamondbacks.
All right, a lot of Pittsburgh Pirate fans here because of Steve Blass.
Yeah, well, they might have a lot to bang the pots about this year.
All right. Anything else in particular?
Yeah, horse racing. We did good this weekend.
Hey, I won some money in horse racing this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. $8, but it was still $8.
There you go. There's enough for 2 gallons of gas.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we had the winner of the Giants Causeway, Triple Chelsea, 1860. The exacta came back, paid $43. And in the big race at Keeneland this weekend, the Lexington, we had it ice cold. My boy Jack won, although we only paid $5. And we had telekinesis for second. So we screamed that exacta ice cold, too, and paid $22. My boy Jack ran a real nice race, grinding it up on the outside to get up. And he's on his way to the Kentucky Derby as well. So the field's set 3 weeks from now. It'll be May 5th. Hopefully it won't be snowing. We'll have the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I bet a dollar a win place and show across the board, and won $10 on the show. So I won $7. Not even enough.
And we had the winner of the Jenny Wiley as well. Sister Charlie paid $8.80. So we had a good weekend at Keeneland this weekend.
So there you go. You had a good weekend, and I had a good weekend.
There you go. Winning $8, man.
It's better than losing $8.
You might want to frame that ticket instead of cashing it.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.